got a passion. It's called peace. We've got a passion. We've got a passion.
This is Active Voices. We discuss new books about our society, from city streets to our own secret worlds. Active Voices, presenting authors who practice what they preach.
It's called peace.
We'll hear from author Stephen J. Ducat on his new book, The Wimp Factor: Gender Gaps, Holy Wars, and the Politics of Anxious Masculinity. We discuss man's femophobia and its effect on politics in America.
Well, first of all, I did a series of studies in order to come up with issues that differentiated between men and women, the kind of gender gap issues, those issues in which men tend to vote more conservatively than women. And then I was interested, well, of course, not all men vote conservatively. There's a significant minority of those who don't. And I was interested in what differentiated these two groups of men. And what I found was that men that took particular conservative positions, and I'll say in a moment what they were, men who took these conservative positions were much more likely to score high on tests that measured fear of men's femininity. They were also much more likely to score high on a measure that assessed what's called gender role conflict, which is a sense of conflict about fulfilling a male role, a sense of anxiety about it. And this is quite striking to me because, of course, conservative men tend to present just the opposite, you know, a kind of hyper-masculine persona. They're secure in their manhood. But I think, as many of us know intuitively, if you have to try to prove it, if you have to strut it, you must not be very secure in it.
This is the idea of the macho overcompensation out there.
Exactly. And, you know, what we would intuitively suppose I was able to demonstrate as being empirically true. So let me talk a little bit more specifically about what these issues were. I found four key areas. Now, these aren't the only areas that where there's a gender gap. These are just the four ones that I looked at. The first one was support for war. But it wasn't just support for war, but support for war and military intervention as conducted for particular reasons, that men were more likely to support war if it was linked to self-esteem. In other words, you know, if a man, you know, identified with the military. For example, one of the items was, and this is actually taken from a right-wing talk show, this phrase is, yeah, when I see our soldiers kick Iraqi butt, I too feel powerful. And men were much more likely to agree with that statement. Men were also more likely to support war for reasons of abstract principle, like freedom, democracy, the American way, war on terror, you know, these kind of empty cliches that, you know, that men were much more likely to march into battle on the basis of. But, you know, other studies have shown that there are rationales for war that women are more likely to support than men, such as protecting human rights. So it isn't simply that men are more warlike, but they're more likely to go to war for particular kinds of reasons. You know, save face, that's another one. You know, to prevent national humiliation, that's something else that men are more likely to go to war for.
So to protect the image alone of the country.
Absolutely, right. That's one issue. The second issue was the opposition to environmental protection legislation, or anything that would be involved in protecting the environment. You know, for, you know, many, many centuries, the natural world is something that's been gendered female, you know, i.e. Mother Earth. And that an industry and extraction of resources is something that has been gendered male. And this gets reflected in attitudes towards the environment. Men are much less likely to identify with the natural world, to feel part of it, and to see as their proper relationship to it one of conquest. Now, I'm going to say, I mean conservative men here. And the third issue, which is somewhat related to the second one, is of environmentalism, is opposition to caretaking functions of the government, of the federal government in particular.
We've just heard from author Stephen J. Ducat on his newest book, The Wimp Factor: Gender Gaps, Holy Wars, and the Politics of Anxious Masculinity. East West just rock together. East West just rock together. East West just rock together. Together now. This has been Active Voices from KSFR Studios in Santa Fe, presenting the authors who practice what they preach. I'm Chris Goldstein. Got a passion. It's called